Hi, this is Guild Investment Management's podcast. Today is February 9th, 2018. We have on our podcast today Monty Guild, founder of Guild Investment Management. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and also visit us at www.guildinvestment.com and sign up for our weekly free commentary. There you'll get updates on the market as well as updates in regards to some stocks that we like. Here is Monty Guild.
Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. My name is Monty Guild. I've been in this business since 1960s. I began Guild Investment Management in 1971 after being an analyst and portfolio manager at a bank and a hedge fund. We write a weekly letter, and I'd like to discuss all of the issues about the volatility and the market action in the last week, which have had many investors nervous and on edge. As you know, for the last couple of years, volatility has been very low in the United States stock market, but that all changed this last week, and the cause was primarily a rapid run-up in interest rates from about 2% 5 months ago to 2.88% on 10-year U.S. government bonds. When that happened, and when the rate of ascent went up 25 basis points or a quarter of a percent in a few days in late January, that set off in early February a major rapid decline in U.S. stock prices. The U.S. stock market fell for the first time in more than a year by more than 9%. It fell 10%. Last year it didn't even fall 4% at all year. Fell 10% so far. And some stocks have fallen 15 and 20%. In our view, the rally that took place today and in the middle of the week this week indicates that this correction is probably at least halfway, a third to halfway done. In magnitude, it's probably 90% done. In duration, it's probably a third to halfway done. That means we have another 2 weeks at maximum and another 3 to 5% at maximum decline, another 2 weeks of time before the market starts up. We are now in the base building chopping phase of this correction. The waterfall decline is over. Now imagine a sawtooth going up and down for the next 2 weeks, and this is your chance to buy stocks that you like and you believe in that have had a correction at least as big as the market, if not bigger. The media, hoping to capture eyeballs, made a big deal about this correction. But it was a normal correction, and they've had them like this about 15 times in the last 30 years. We see the U.S. market is continuing to be attractive. The U.S. GDP is growing at a very rapid rate. Inflation is rising. It's going to go past 2%. It's probably going to be 0.3% next month. You multiply that by 12, that's 3.6% a year. That would be higher than we expect. We expect inflation to go to 2.5% or 3%. That means interest rates over time for 10-year bonds are going to have to go to 4.5%. They're currently at 2.88%. So higher interest rates are in the offing. For those of you that buy or speculate in real estate, please rest assured that higher interest rates are bad for real estate. They're extremely bad for bonds. And they're bad for stocks in some industries. The industries you don't want to own when interest rates are rising are those which have to borrow a lot of money, or those which are hurt by a rising dollar. What are the industries that are going to be benefited by the current circumstances? Industrial organizations, banks, because they make more money when interest rates rise, because the amount of money they pay to depositors is less than the amount they lend, and as the rate on what they lend rises, their profit margins increase. Stock brokerage, because volatility is good for professional traders, and they are professional traders. Gold and base metals, because commodity prices will rise in 2018. We think copper, gold, and other base metals beside copper will rise, but we would wait for a couple of months till the dollar stops rising. With the dollar rising for the last week or two, the precious metals and base metals will not rise. Later in the year, they will rise. China and India have been gaining a lot of wealth, and they've been expanding their infrastructure, including buying air conditioning for the parts of India, most of the country, which are over 110 degrees in the springtime before the monsoon hits. and over 100 degrees much of the year. And for China, where the Gobi Desert area is being populated by Chinese immigrants, the Gobi Desert gets to over 110 degrees in the spring and summer months. We think defense is another industry that will do well. Transportation and delivery will do well. Some types of retailing will do well. Some types of food services will do well in the United States. Outside of the United States, we continue to like Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. And within China, we like insurance and technology stocks. So this market correction will last for a couple more weeks. Use it as a buying opportunity on dips. And remember that historically, corrections like this at this stage of the economic cycle lead to a new market high within 4 or 5 months. We anticipate a new market high by later in this year. We think the market can continue up probably into late this year or next year at the minimum. But we now are buyers of stocks. And as far as cryptocurrencies go, they collapsed and now they're rallying back. For those of you who speculate in cryptocurrencies, follow our newsletter. We talk about those as well. Thank you very much for listening and good trading.
Thank you very much, Monty. If you'd like to hear more from us, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please sign up for our complimentary commentary at www.guildinvestment.com. We'll be hosting a conference call on February 22nd. Please feel free to sign up for that too. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.